Today's the last day of school for students in the Oakland Unified School District, including these two students from Oakland High School.
My name is Frank Alfaro.
My name is Javier Valdez. And we out this thing.
Class of 2013 out here, you know, just graduated, came back to Ohio to pick up my diploma. So it's official. Yeah.
Yeah, we about to go to college now. I'm about to go to Merritt.
And he about to go. I'm about to go to East Bay, major in nursing, become the next nurse, the best nurse.
I'm undecided, but I'm hoping, you know, get my things together and play soccer out there.
It marks the end of a long year for student teacher Diana Arbus. We've been listening to her radio diaries all week as she struggled with classroom management.
When you've got what feels like 35 kids bouncing off the walls, being loud and disrespectful, not sitting where they're supposed to sit, it's really hard not to sink to their level and lose your mind and scream.
But she's also learned to take care of herself so she could help her ninth graders beat the odds of passing her class.
This is the beginning of high school, is not the end of it. And we have to work. We have to catch up because there's too much at stake.
Now it's time to say goodbye to her students. We've got the final chapter in our series as Diana recounts the final weeks of school and her kids finish reading Romeo and Juliet.
It's Wednesday, May 29. Today we began talking about Act 4. The themes are definitely themes that the kids can connect with, like rebellion from parents, young love, passionate love, violence. But it's just, there was this language standing in the way, and they couldn't, reading it in class just didn't work. It didn't work. It was just so boring for me and for them. So the curriculum guidebook that I was working with was very much about experiencing Shakespeare by doing Shakespeare. Performing Shakespeare. It's Thursday, June 6, about 12:15 p.m. Today, we rehearsed our Romeo and Juliet scenes, and there's some exciting stuff going on. I glanced over at one group, and they're doing Act 3, Scene 1, where Tybalt and Mercutio both die.
Tybalt! You rat catcher!
What wouldst thou have with me?
There were certain students who just were really into it. They were so into the acting. And that was really cute to see. It is so adorable to watch these kids try these horrible British accents. We had sword fights in the classroom at the appropriate moments. And I think the yardstick was definitely used, and I'd have to break up certain fights because they went on way too long and got a little too rambunctious and a little too real.
A plague on both your houses!
I said, okay, and scene, you know. It's Saturday, June 8th. Yesterday was good, and oh my gosh, I feel like I kind of have the hang of it. But the last day is on Monday. We also have some goodbyes. Well, I was reflecting on this with my CT the other day. How do teachers say goodbye to their students at the end of the school year? I want to say goodbye. Because this is a special class. I hope most of them show up. I know like a couple, two, three students haven't been showing up. I haven't seen them this marking period. And the other one, she ran away from her group home, it sounded like. She seemed like a really like nice person. I don't know. But I don't think she's going to show up on Monday.
I think what a lot of this year has been about is just living in contradiction and being comfortable with uncertainty and questions. That's what I realize. What I continue to realize is there's so much I don't know. And I would be a better teacher if I continue to educate myself about these larger things that I'm a part of. I'm Filipino. I'm Filipino-American, and here I am, like a person of color, teaching the colonial powers language to other students of color. And I was just so troubled by that. Like, what am I doing? What am I participating in? It's so important for us to know English, to know academic English, which is the language of power. We all need to know this in order to navigate this world with empowerment and agency. But what I would love to do is figure out how to teach that without erasing the strengths that their homes and families have already. Can we do both? So the lessons I've learned, I would say that it's so important to take care of yourself, to be strong in your personal life, happy and healthy, so that you can be strong at work. And another lesson I've learned was you need to lean on the people around you. Teaching is too hard to do by yourself. It's too hard. Who thought up these movies with these teachers as Jesus Christ? Like, no, that's not what happens. That's not what happens. I had my CT the entire time. She was my, I don't want to call her my training wheels because she's a human being. But she, I'm going to miss talking to her every day.
It's Monday, June 10, 9 p.m. Today was my last day with the kids. My last day. I was not prepared for it. I mean, I was. I knew it was coming in this distant, intellectual way, right? But it just came so quickly and yet not soon enough. It was a celebration of all the hard work that we've done, but I guess they were definitely restless and ready for summer. They have been for weeks, and I was just so tired. But they did something for me, and it was so sweet. And that's when I thought I was going to cry in there. One student pulled out a poster. I have it right here, this poster. She rolled it out and she said, "Miss Arvis, this was my idea." She made it a big point to tell me that. And I didn't know what to say. I'm so uncomfortable with goodbyes, I guess. I should have hugged her or something, right? But I got emotional and I was no longer Miss Arvis. I was just this terribly insecure student teacher who was just astonished that the kids thought I did okay. "Hi, Ms. Arvis. I'm just reading their words. You are the first Filipino teacher I had in the U.S. And I'm so glad you taught us Romeo and Juliet anyways." His other student, "I'm gonna miss you, girl." Is that how you talk to a teacher? "You were the best teacher." Really, guys? Really? This one student, "Thanks for teaching yous." I think he meant us. These are funny notes to an English teacher, guys. I'm going to be a better teacher to future students. But I know I'm not yet a strong teacher. I'm just a student teacher who survived. It's funny because I left the classroom and one student said, "Don't forget me." I can't forget her. I can't forget any of them. They're my first students. My first ones.